Blue Wire.
Let's fuck this shit.
It's only a game. Why do you have to be mad?
I'm gonna behave. I'm gonna be good. I'm gonna be in a good mood. I'm gonna take a sip of my drink. Hi, Audrey.
Hello, Christina. Wait, I like your little can. What is that? I like your cans and your can.
Thank you. It's called Pear Secco. It's by Woodchuck. It's hard pear cider.
Oh,
it's gluten-free.
Their cider is pretty good. Oh, really? See, You should have led with that. I am totally sold. I'm sorry I didn't wear makeup for you tonight. I didn't put on any makeup for you. I just look like a little naked mole rat.
You literally don't. You look like a beautiful princess.
It's the first week of March. This is where we are. This is where we're at. The doldrums of the season. The doldrums of winter.
We're really at, like, are we at the middle point of the season yet?
We're at, like, the one-third mark.
I shouldn't have sounded so excited. Like, are we almost
like,
done
is
yet?
Is it over? Is it done?
56 games doesn't seem like a lot of games until they're all being played at the same time and you have to, like, pay attention to them. And then you're like, that's a lot of games.
Exactly. Or how many games are the Stars playing in the next 30 days? Like, 23 or something?
Yeah. And, like, they have doctors being like, you shouldn't do this.
4 out of 5 doctors say that the Stars' playing schedule may be bad for their health.
But they're going to do it anyway. I mean, that's, like, the theme of the season is, well, we know we shouldn't.
Theme of humanity right now.
Yeah. Hot stove? Might as well touch it.
It's sitting right there. Might as well touch it. And speaking of that, welcome back to Puck Bunnies, a podcast about hockey brought to you by Blue Wire Pods. And that's how I feel this week.
Yeah.
We are hovering above the hot stove. My hand has retreated a couple of inches because, like, there's only 4 players on the COVID list right now.
Yeah, but one of them is Sidney Crosby.
So we're half an inch back down.
I don't know why it's so funny that he's on the COVID list, but
it's because he had mumps. It's because he had mumps, yes, like 5 years ago. And I'm like, of course he is on the COVID list. Anyway.
But we're not here to talk about Sidney Crosby this week.
No, fuck Sidney Crosby. I'm always saying it.
You are always saying it. And we are here to talk about this week, the North Division.
Oh, what is the North Division sponsored by?
Scotiabank, I thought.
It is the Scotia NHL North Division.
Yes, I know my sponsors.
You know your Canadian brands / banks.
Is that what it is? That was, Scotiabank.
Scotiabank.
Duh.
Yeah, we figured that this evening, let's take it up north. Let's talk about the Northern Division. You and I were just talking about our differing views on the Canadian division and how I have really enjoyed watching Northern Division games this season because there are no fans at the arenas, which automatically makes me like, ooh, we should not be doing that. Also, none of them know how to play defense. I think I asked this question at the beginning of the season. I was like, are there any Canadian teams with a really strong defensive core that we should be watching? And the resounding answer across all the provinces was no. There's not.
But to me, watching the Canadian division right now is like whenever you go to your friend's house, it has like a really nice mom. Their house is really clean and they always have all the nice snacks and it's all just very functioning. And you're like, well, shit, why can't my house look this
Why do we only have health food? I don't want to eat raw almonds for a snack.
Exactly. I want the freaking Pringles. I want the Gusher.
Give to me the Cheez-Its.
That's what I feel the North Division is.
They are the Cheez-Its.
Yeah, they're your friend's fancy house. And I don't like seeing everything that they get to have in Canada that we don't get to have in America, which is safety and health.
Well, you know what we have?
What?
Vaccines.
Good lord, do we ever have as many vaccines? I mean, I guess now it's time to be like a vaccine optimist, right?
We don't have to get too into this, but this is also like today Biden announced that we're going to have enough vaccines for every adult in America by the end of May. I buy into the fact that we are going to have, basically the original timeline was like end of July or whatever. So now I'm like, oh, okay, maybe we're on track for the beginning of July. That's what today's news basically put in my mind. I'm going to be optimistic, but only optimistic by, like, 30-day increments.
I see what you're saying. I think that, like, there's nothing better in America than a consumer solution to a public problem, and I think we're very good at consumer solutions to public problems, so I would not be surprised if we're all vaccinated by the end of May. But anyway,
they should vaccinate the NHL players. I'm worried about
honestly
that.
at this point they really should just give everyone like
Johnson. Them the Johnson and Johnson. It's fine.
I would hate to be the person that like suggests that though.
No, I feel like Gary Bettman would be like, wait, we only have to pay for one shot for all of them instead of two? Sold.
Exactly.
They can't afford the other vaccines. Anyway, back to the Northern Division. When we talked about doing this episode, we were like, okay, we'll each pick our personal winner and our personal loser.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will present them to each other. So do you want me to present my winner first?
I would love to hear your winner.
And this is not based on standings. This is just based on vibes.
Okay.
But for me, it's also a little bit based on standings.
Yeah, see, mine is not. So go ahead.
So my Northern Division overall winner, I'm going to go with Toronto. I'm going to go with the Maple Leafs.
Nuh-uh, oh God.
Who are number one overall in the division right now. Toronto, I find really interesting because if you watch hockey and you're on Twitter as a person, you probably follow a lot of Leafs adjacent people because they populate the internet like rabbits. They're everywhere. You can't avoid that.
It's like a hydra. You cut one head off and like two
ten
Canadians.
More pop up. Toronto, very hype about this team. Very high on this team right now. One of the reasons why I think the Northern Division is so fun overall is because if any of these teams were in their regularly aligned divisions, I think their fan bases would be having about half as much fun as they are right now.
Right. I mean, it's crazy. Whenever I was looking at Toronto's record, they've only had 4 losses. That's crazy.
They lost to the Flames a couple nights ago, but they'll have those kind of weird wonky... Like, I think they lost to the Sens, too, a couple of weeks ago. But, you know, who hasn't lost to the Sens once or twice in their lives? But they always are able to kind of pull it together really quickly, and they had injuries at the beginning of the season, and I'm surprised to see how quickly they've gotten back on track after that. I mean, like, Joe Thornton had a broken wrist.
He's, like, fine now.
And 3 weeks later, he was like, I'm actually good. Let's go.
Has Anderson been good in net?
So, Freddie Anderson has been pretty fine. He's out right now with an injury. So, their backups have been Jack Campbell and Michael Hutchinson. Michael Hutchinson, who famously was really bad last season when they traded for him. And so, they picked up Jack Campbell before the trade deadline from the Kings. Am I a Leafs fan? No. But am I a simp for Jack Campbell? Yes.
Let's see him. I could not picture him from Adam. So Jack Campbell, NHL. Okay. Yeah, and he's like our age and an American boy. So we have to stand.
We love Jack Campbell because everybody says that he is the most enthusiastic about being on the Leafs. Like, he loves the boys. He's ride or die. And I'm like, yeah, you're the third string goalie. That's great. I love that attitude.
Do they even get to sit on the bench during the games?
Where are you? Are you just on the bike in the back room staying warm? But what's really fun about the Leafs is I think their offensive power, as usual. Which would, I think, would be less fun to watch if they were playing the rest of an Eastern Division that has basically all the defensive talent in the National Hockey League right now. Austin Matthews was on a 16-game point streak until, like, 2 days ago.
Do you think that they would be this hot if, like, we were playing normal?
No, I don't.
So you are agreeing, then, that the North Division is bad?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's... I think... Every Canadian team is really uniquely awful in its own way, but they play off those weaknesses so well that, like, every matchup, anything could happen.
Right. It's like a beautiful parody dumpster fire. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's exactly. Just everyone is beating everybody, so you never know what can happen, and it's the only functioning.
It's like a dumpster fire that somebody threw a box of expired 4th of July fireworks in, and you're just kind of like, okay, we're going to see what happens here. I also just wanted to give a shout out to friend of the pod, William Nylander, who every year in Toronto, there's extremely overpaid forward who is the token target of Toronto media and the fan base at large. This year, it's William Nylander again. He had a year off last year for Mitch Marner to take that spot. But William Nylander has scored 3 goals in 3 games in the past week. 2 of those were game winners. He has a flair for the dramatic. I think that's fine. And I think we should encourage it instead of saying that he should be traded.
I think so, too. I think that people should stop picking on him. I think that they're going to pick on him until his contract is up. Nothing can happen to change the minds of Torontoans about
Torontoans.
Whatever. However the fuck you say that name.
That's the nature of the fan base. They're toxic.
It literally is a toxic fan
base. We love
them. Yes.
That's why we love them so much.
They're like, this is all we have. So we're going to focus on it way, 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 way too much.
We could fix them.
We could fix the Toronto Maple Leafs fan base.
We have enough experience with toxic people.
True. Between the two of us, I mean, we could probably rehabilitate anybody.
I would like to hear you.
Okay, my winner is actually the loser, but they're the winners in my heart, and they are the Ottawa Senators.
Oh, that's a good
one. Listen, are they last in the North Division? Yes. Do they have 15 losses and 8 wins? Yes. But those wins! Oh my god, the wins!
Those wins, baby!
Those wins. Yeah, well, who could forget the Senators coming back a couple weeks ago to just totally make fools of the Maple Leafs, reversing a 5-goal lead to win 6-5. They recently beat... Didn't they recently beat the Canadians? And that is why the Canadians fired their coach?
They beat the Canadians, like, twice in a week, and that is apparently the reason why they fired Claude Julien.
So yeah, they're leaving this just beautiful destruction in their wake. And because of how badly they've been playing, this counterculture has sprung up among superfans of the Ottawa Senators. And
cursed phrase, first of all.
I know, like, please rethink your life. But the Sens sickos have really... I'm almost like a Senators fan now because like what the Sens sickos do is like they're this group of super fans who just celebrate how stupid the team is and how stupid their wins are and how stupid their losses are. They just want to see how bad they can get. And I'm all about that mentality. Like that is perfect for me.
I feel like that gives me very Vancouver Canucks vibes fan base wise. But the Sens, I think there's more playful spirit there. And I'm not sure if it's because of their ownership and how just insane clownery that's going on in Ottawa compared to like the just very sad incompetence that Jim Benning and company are creating in Vancouver. But there's a very similar, like, we love to just embrace all the bad vibes and turn them into something that brings us together.
Yeah, it's like a beautiful, it's another dumpster fire, but this one's beautiful. The thing about the Canucks, though, is they have, like, Elias Pettersson and Quinn Hughes, and the Senators don't.
Right. They have?
Brady. And Tim Stutzel.
Rookie of the month, I think.
Rookie of something. Rookie of the plague.
I do want to talk about Brady Tkachuk because, first of all, my biological son. Mm-hmm. Only, like, 30 players in the league right now have scored at least 8 goals, right? So that's, like, 30 guys. Brady's one of them.
God bless.
Of those other guys, only one of those other 30 guys has half the penalty minutes that Brady has this season. King!
God, I love them so much. They're so bad.
He has over 30 minutes in penalties.
He has over 30 minutes in penalties? What is he doing?
Being a fucking goon.
What a fucking mess. I can't believe that.
He's 34 penalties in minutes.
Here's my question. Do they get in trouble when they get a lot of penalties?
I mean, let me put it this way, right? Last year, which was like a regular 70-80 game season, he had 75. So he's already like well on his way to matching or surpassing that as we are only a little under a third of the way through the season.
Do you think that both of those boys just like go home to St. Louis and their dad just tells them, you guys need to be worse? You guys need to get out there.
I hope so.
And you need
so.
To be worse little boys and make me proud.
I'm really proud of him because he's been scoring and being a dick, which in the vein of Tom Wilson, in the vein of Brad Marchand, if you're going to be a dick, at least have the talent to back it up.
He does. That's why the Senators are my winners of the North Division.
Winners in your heart.
Even though they are losers on the scoreboard, they're not going to make the playoffs.
How many Ottawa Senators can you name right now?
Oh my god. Three?
Other than Brady and Tim.
Well, that narrows it down a little bit. Who else can I name on there?
I feel like Colin White.
Connor something?
Oh, Colin White is on the Sens.
Oh, Goodbranson. Eric Goodbranson.
Oh my god. We forgot Shabbat. Eric Goodbranson. And also Ryan DeZingle.
Austin Watson. Connor Brown! I was right!
Oh yeah, Connor Brown. Former Toronto Maple Leaf. That's all I got. I wish them luck. We should really start. What if we just like got really into
What if we became Sen sickos? Who's your loser?
Oh, you want to hear my loser? It's actually the Calgary Flames.
Interesting. Why do you say that?
Let me tell you why I chose Calgary. Seven spots in the division. They're currently sitting at position number five. Mm-hmm. The thing about the Flames is that Jacob Markstrom is their goalie. Hot. They have really good top-end talent. Why are they bad? And it's not so much that they're bad. They're very mediocre, but their losses are bad. At this point, you don't even know if they're going to make the playoffs, which Johnny Gaudreau should be playing in the playoffs. I'm sorry. Right. They're basically, any way you look at it now, they are teetering on the cliff of not making the playoffs or just like becoming a bad team. And I think that's almost worse than being in a situation like, say, the Sens, where you just got to lean in and go with it. Like something has to change, right? With the Flames, it's like, oh, well, there's not really enough motivation in either direction to do something about it. The Sens did beat them 5-1 a couple of days ago, which, again, the immense offensive talent that is Brady Tkachuk, they just couldn't handle it.
They couldn't contain him.
Which is, it's just crazy. Also, their goaltending duo is so good. You have Jacob Markstrom and you have Big Save Dave, Dave Riddick.
Who is now concussed, probably, after that game.
Potentially concussed himself out of frustration.
I saw the video of him, like, slamming his head on the wall. I'm like, that's relatable. Who hasn't been there?
That is the most relatable a 6'5 NHL goalie has ever been to me. Markstrom's been out dealing with an injury. They're worried that they were overexhausting him. They put in David Riddick. That's a really strong goaltending tandem. But when you're just like letting them face a billion shots every night, there's not really a lot that you can do about that. I just think that the Flames are personally my losers. They're the losers of my heart because this team has no direction. I am worried that they are just going to like not do anything the rest of the season and just let this play out. And then they're going to be a genuinely bad team next year.
I would hate to see that.
The reverse retro jerseys with the
dragon. They're sick!
So good.
I think all the reverse retros have been really good, but I'm biased. Do you want to hear my loser?
I would like to hear your loser. I think I can guess who it's going to be, but I would like you to tell me.
Well, my loser is the Montreal Canadiens.
Oh,
was
really?
That not who you guessed?
No, I was going to guess it was the Canucks.
Well, okay, listen, the Canucks are on lost five. So, as previously stated, the Montreal Canadiens are on loss five. They have been struggling as of late after a early season where they looked pretty dominant. They've lost. They beat the Canucks. Then they lost to the Senators. Then they lost to the Maple Leafs.
This is like a nice theme, is that all these teams have recently lost to the Senators.
Then they lost to the Oilers. Then they fired their coach. So this is a team that is sort of in free fall right now, and a lot of this can be put up to their goaltending. They have a goaltending duo of Carey Price and Jake Allen, Jake the Snake Allen.
Jake the Snake. Jake famously had the Blues boat painted on his
helmet. Yeah, I know.
The Snake Allen.
So you know he's committed. Jake Allen has recently been playing a lot better than Carey Price, but Carey Price is their biggest hit on the cap sheet by far. So they're feeling a little bit of a pressure to play him. Unfortunately, that doesn't really work because Price is sort of muddling through like another bad season. He did not have a great season last year. He's not having another good one this year, but because he's so expensive, they can't not play him. So they're really sort of sitting in this uncomfortable position where they have a star who's overpaid, who's not doing his job, and then their offense can't compensate for how many goals he allows per game.
Which is always a tough position for a team to be in where you're like, oh no, now we're stuck in the discourse of trade our big star. He's worthless. And like, nobody wants to take that cap hit on.
He's 33 years old.
Contract.
He's going to have the highest cap hit in the NHL next year.
That's
it's so cool.
Cool.
It's so cool to overpay your goalie. Here, listen to me. Listen to me right now. If you are a GM and you're listening to Puck Bunnies, please don't pay your goalie anything because he's not going to be good for that long.
Pennies.
Get a good goaltending duo. Do it like the Hurricanes do. They're fine.
I think like the Habs are very interesting to me too because of how much stuff they did in the offseason to be like, okay, we're going to be contenders. This could be it. You've got Tyler Toffoli there. You've got Josh Anderson. You've even got King of Our Hearts, Joel Edmondson, hanging out in Montreal. And
he's a Sen now.
He's a Hab. Joel Edmondson? No. You're thinking of Eric Goodbranson.
Oh, my God. They are very similar in my mind.
Another brunette, handsome defenseman who's like, well, I'm not going to do Joel Edmondson like that. I would never. But so they made all these changes in the offseason, and bringing in Jake Allen was one of those changes. And their hot start at the beginning of the season, I was like, oh, shit, am I going to start having to, like, watch Nick Suzuki every night? Which, I mean, is a pleasure. It's fine. And they have really, really promising young stars. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so exciting. And I don't think that all is lost. Like, they have time to turn it around. But if one of these other teams in the division, like, say, the Jets, gets really hot,
mm-hmm.
and they continue to just kind of glide along at this glacial pace, it's not going to look good.
Yeah, that's sort of why I picked them as my loser. It's just because they had made all of those big moves in the offseason, but now they can't even win for more than a week.
They need to get motivated. They need to pick up that girl boss mentality.
Yeah,
get
dig in.
Going.
Grind.
Dig in. Copyright Trip Tracy 2021.
Christina Squires, huge caniac. Audrey Bowler, huge caniac.
Dua Lipa, huge caniac. Actually, Moby Dick, biggest caniac.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he did during a broadcast like 2 weeks ago. I love him.
Oh, Trip, I love you so much. I just feel like he's the only one who has any personality, like of anyone who does anything.
Every single week, we talk about how the Carolina Hurricanes broadcast team is superior. Out of the 31 teams in the NHL, their broadcast team is just miles better than anybody's. And like, I'm a huge fan of my home base, Joby and Locker in DC, but wow, there's just something really special about Trip Tracy.
Our parasocial relationship with Trip Tracy is just very good.
Like, there's not a lot of people who, first of all, I've met a lot of people in the league who I really admire, right?
Mm-hmm.
Other women who work in hockey. And I think I would be starstruck if I met Trip Tracy.
I would love to be there. I don't even know what you would do. You would turn bright red.
I absolutely would.
Hello, I'm a huge caniac.
Puck Bunny Spot, huge caniacs. So anyway, long story short, whether you love them or you hate them, there sure are a lot of goals happening in Canada.
I've been making a concerted effort to watch more Canadian hockey just because I would like to see some actual offense going on, and I have not been disappointed.
I'd like to astral project, like floating above Scotiabank Arena.
You are one with the Scotia. It's from Nova Scotia, right?
Nova Scotia is real to me because that's where Micah lives, and that's about it. Well, Christina, it's been a trip. It's
been a pleasure.
I will see you back here in about 30 seconds to record the call-in episode for the week.
Okay.
But until then, you can call in or send us your questions, suggestions, DM us at 774-318-6952. You can follow us on Twitter at PuckBunniesPod. You can follow us on Instagram at PuckBunnies_pod. You can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/PuckBunnies. /PuckBunnies, not backsplash.
Yeah, get it right.
Did you hear me just say backsplash?
Yeah, please don't have your backsplash be us. That would be really weird.
Real Libra moon hours. I am constantly thinking about interior kitchen design. Please rate and review the pod.
Please.
On your platform of choice. I'm Audrey.
I'm Christina.
And this has been Puck Bunnies. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.